Ken Hinckley's been good enough to join us. G'day, Ken.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good. It's been a hell of a start to the season. I mean, it looked like it was going to be tough on paper, and you've still got a couple before it doesn't get any easier. But has it been everything you kind of imagined it would be through the first 3 weeks?
Yeah, it has. It's been, I mean, it's been a really tough draw, obviously. But, you know, the good part about that is it hopefully gets you in good position to play football the way you want to play it, and you have to. Otherwise, you're going to get, you know, beaten badly like we did the week before against the Swans. You know, in our first round and our third round have been pretty strong performances.
Rowan Connolly, Ken, congratulations on the win. And I echo those sentiments. It was an absolutely cracking game. Now, you hesitate to say season defining after three rounds, but had you not come out on top, Hawthorn and then Adelaide to come, I mean, the stakes were pretty high last night, weren't they?
Yeah, they are, but they are every week, I suppose. But yeah, as the ladder looks, it's obviously a bit scary to sit there and look at it and possibly be 0-3 with a couple of tough ones to come. But you know, I mean, you always, as a coach, you always give yourself some confidence by looking back at history and seeing what can and can't happen. And you know that sides go on runs throughout the football season. And you know, Sydney last year, I think at the end of round four, were 1-3, and they play off in a grand final. So it doesn't mean all doom and gloom, but yeah, you're right, you do like to get on the board.
We were having a really interesting discussion at the top of the hour just about attacking football, and you guys to me seem a good example of a side that can attack but off the back of really solid defensive work. Now, you got that back last night. How do you feel about where the game's at, and is your side playing a game that has defence and attack in that right balance and where you need to be to challenge Hawthorn?
Yeah, it absolutely has to be, because you're not good enough if you're just focusing on one area. I mean, typically everyone talks about our offensive stuff, but as a club, like every club probably, we focus in more on the defence. We want to make sure we got that right. And we just know that if we get our defence right and we're all working together as 18 in defence, that allows you to play some good offensive football off it. We certainly don't want to go slow in offence. We know you have to challenge defence, and that's one of our great weapons, is that we go after the defence a little bit, but it has to be off the back of being structured up really soundly defensively.
Ken, after last year, and a great breakout year for the football club at Port Adelaide, where do you see your team has improved? I mean, you look at the fitness from last year, there was a great spruik on the amount of work that you were able to put into your players. Whereabouts is that area that you went to in the off-season to look for that extra 5% that the club needed to get to that next stage of the year?
Yeah, we certainly still went after our fitness base. There's no doubt we thought that we needed a three-year type cycle to get it right, to get the boys to the absolute maximum. We've done that again this year. We've pushed them a little bit harder again, you know, 10, 12% further in our pre-season just by pure numbers. But the competition's done that. I mean, people talk about Port's run now, so the competition's actually jumped on board, I reckon, a little bit. So we're going to run. It goes a bit, it cycles a bit, doesn't it, footy? It just tends to be that we've got runners in our group that allow us to do that. And other sides now are training really hard to catch up in that space. And you know, obviously the margins are tight. They've got up pretty close to us now, and we've just got to keep pushing ourselves. But our pre-season was about knowing there wasn't massive change needed, but there needed to be improvement. You know, the stuff that we were doing, we think holds up, stands up in strong, hard, tough football. We just need to make sure we can execute it against the best. And that's why the start of the season, albeit tough, is great for us.
And the other part of the query for you is just regarding the actual makeup of your team. So the personnel that you've got in there, are you satisfied at the moment that you've got the players in the positions, like whether it's key forwards, key backs, the depth of midfield, that your team is in the position now that it can compete with the Sydney Hawthorn, the top echelon teams?
I suppose the first answer is we know we can compete with them because we've been able to do that, but it doesn't mean we've got everything we'd absolutely like. Right now we're sitting at the start of the season with a tough run with our number one ruckman not in the side. You know, Matthew Lobe. I mean, yep. He's a massive part of our football team, and you know, people miss out on seeing what Lobes does, but as a team, we certainly don't. But no, I don't think any coach in the AFL will sit there and tell you that they've got absolutely everything they want in their team. You know, I suppose Hawthorn won the last couple of flags. Maybe Clarko can sit there and be pretty comfortable. We'd certainly like to build our side still. We think we've got some young players still developing, and the key thing for me, if you look at, you know, you look at the first three rounds that we've played, purely on age taken on the field, our side against the opposition, we've nearly averaged 2 years younger than both Fremantle, Sydney and North Melbourne last night. You know, we go in at 25, they go in about 27. That still says you need some more experience, you need some more battle-hardened games that'll get you ready to play. Hopefully, we're not saying that's not a barrier, but it's just the facts, and the facts are that we're not quite as mature as some of those sides yet, but we're going after it.
Ken, over the off-season, now the answer might be, well, it's the same thing for us. When you're thinking about last year and planning for this year, do you look at how we can get better or how do we, or do you plan around how do we beat the best team? And is it different or is it the same thing?
It's pretty similar,
yeah,
Scotty, but it's really about, you know, you've got to back in what you do, and then you've got to back in what you do against the best teams and say, okay, now, against Hawthorn, against Sydney, Fremantle, Kangaroos, all those sides that were at the top last year, you go, so, well, there's some slight tweaks that what you have to do. You have to be able to play the game a little bit differently at times, but the major part of your game will remain the same. You've just got to be able to work your way through the elite defence and then the elite offence coming back at you. So there's a little bit more tinkering with what you need to do.
And Kane Corns, I saw some interesting vision last night running, it looked like 150s around the boundary line. Can you tell, was he not selected in the team? Was he rested? How do you plan to use him this year?
It's really simple, really honest answer. Kane's in possibly his last season of AFL football, about to play his 300th game very soon. Great of our football club. Our discussions from the end of last season were based around Kane. We really need you to continue to play football. We really want you to continue to play football, but the but is we think you're going to play somewhere between 16 and 20 games next year. Now, if you all of a sudden, so that people jump up and dance, oh, he's dropped, he's this, he's... If you just look at it purely from where we look at it from, we go, it's a 22-round season, NAB Cup, and then we're hopefully going to play finals at some stage. So you think you've got to make your start in your preparation and preparedness for the player. Kane plays already played three in a row games for us. I think it's nearly about the right number for Kane right now, three or four games. If we've not got big travels, we look after him, we freshen him up. We know we bring him back next week for... obviously Hawthorn, who are going to be a significant challenge for us, but we know Kane can then go A, B, C, D, E with Hawthorn, the number of players he could go to and run with, and be there fresh, ready to go.
Because it was a game you had to win after the start, and I suppose the outside thinking was, well, gee, that's an important game for Port, and still he's being rested. Is there anything more in it than that? But you've got big games coming up in any case.
Well, that's what the trouble is. People, you know, the latter can't influence what you do all the time. Unfortunately, sometimes the later the year gets, probably the more it influences you. But that's why you've got to be courageous enough now to make those calls. And, you know, Kane playing against North Melbourne or not playing against North Melbourne, I say to the boys every week, if we're one player away from being a good side or a winning side, we're not good enough. So we don't fall into that trap, hopefully.
Ken, just a broader issue about game trends and it getting back to that discussion, I suppose. I mean, Hawthorn have been the barometer of scoring. You guys were second highest scoring last year. Adelaide was third highest scoring and they've made some serious inroads on this year already. Do you think there's a bigger gap now between the top teams and the bottom in terms of their attacking capabilities? And do you see the game heading in that direction? Because apparently, I haven't checked, but apparently the scores in the first two rounds have been down again.
Yeah, no, I don't see it that way. I think if your side, one of the key things is if you're an established side and you're going okay, you can be a bit braver with the ball, and that gives you a bit more freedom to play the game you want to play. And starting at Port 2-3 years ago, we knew that we had to, if we're going to be any good, we're going to have to challenge the game with our offense. So we took those risks very early on and we paid prices. And we still pay prices for turnover and stuff at time, but we're prepared to go after it because I'm a big believer that confidence in this game of football is about scoring. And if you're not scoring as a player, you lose your confidence. And once you lose your confidence, no matter whether you're defending a stoppage or you're playing attacking football, it just seems to disappear. I think the scoreboard's important.
Pretty brutal game last night, Ken. Ollie Wines, one of the young players that's underpinned a fair bit of improvement in your group. How's he placed?
Yeah, Ollie, unfortunately, has got probably a displacement of his wrist. And that'll mean he'll have to have it set back. He did that last night. He'll possibly miss somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks, I'd reckon. Hasn't missed a game in his first 2.5 years. Played his 50th game last week. Outstanding story for us. It's a challenge. It's the first one he's faced, to be honest. He's got to get back and do some stuff off the ground that's going to get him back as quick as he can. He's an absolute pro. That's why he's going to be a great player.
Other than that, Matthew Lobe, health-wise, how is your list placed when we're three rounds into the season?
Yeah, pretty well. We're a bit banged up. We've had three pretty solid games.
A couple to come as well.
And a couple more. There's another, 20 games to come. There's plenty of bang-up games coming. But, you know, that's the game. It's a brutal game. It's a contest game. So we understand that. We look forward to it. The key thing is we've got some good depth. You know, we have got some Magpies are playing really well on the sample level, won their first two games by good margins. Andrew Moore was played his second game back. Paul Stewart, a lot of the ball yesterday. Tom Cleary, young bloke we'd like to play. Carl Amon, Cam O'Shea. There's 8 or 9 or 10 blokes sitting back in our sample side that we'd be comfortable enough to play.
So Lobe's the number one ruckman?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, Lobe's our number one ruck. He's our vice captain.
Yeah, what's Paddy Ryder say about that?
Paddy Ryder says that he'll come and play at Port Adelaide and do whatever he needs to help Port Adelaide get better, and that's what I love about Paddy.
That's a perfect attitude for any player to bring to a club.
Stupid question, Rob.
Hey, Ken, just on a broader sort of perspective on, you know, where you were and where you're at, You caught a few on the hop in 13. You had the outstanding start to 14. And we were all, as Tomo said before, we're all talking about how fit and how hard running you were. Since round 13 last year, your record, I think overall, and it obviously depends on who you're playing, I think it's 7-10 since then.
Yep.
Have you noticed sides coming at you harder? Have the rest of the, did you get maybe got under the guard of a few early and now these sides are really, opposition teams are really pouring, you know, maybe a bit more intensity into their preparation against you guys?
Yeah, I say that'd be really disrespectful to the competition if people think that. That's what I get confused with. They're putting more attention into playing Port Adelaide now because we're supposed to be a bit better. I find that a bit foolish that people would think that because I know what I do in my job, and it's, you know, I'm down here in Tasmania to watch Hawthorn, and our coaches are at every other game, whether we're playing, you know, St Kilda, who finished bottom later last year. We spend as much time on them as we spend on Hawthorn. We have to, because the game is so tight and so close. Yes, the competition of, maybe their competition have brought some energy that they, you know, perhaps haven't in the past, where they know that it's going to be a fierce contest and they've got to bring it. Port Adelaide have said that they're going to run hard and we're going to try and match them. You know, you throw things like that out and it teases the opposition a little bit and they come after you.
So I think it's a fantastic answer, and that's kind of maybe half where I was trying to, in a fumbling kind of way, to get to. They're more ready to play you at your own game now. Like they understand what you guys bring to the table, and their effort and their intensity and what, you know, even if it's only a subconscious thing, they're prepared to go that extra yard to throw at you what you throw at them.
Yeah, and as I say, that'll make us better and that'll make us stronger, and hopefully at some point when we're ready, that'll give us our best opportunity because we've played through a lot of that football, and that's what the good sides do. And I've been lucky to be, you know, around the Cats and seen them in the early days, and you know, you just know that you've just got to be up for every game and every contest. When you're at the top of the ladder that these great sides have been at, they just get so battle hardened and they're ready for it.
Does that get back then to what you were talking about with the hard work indicators, that if they're down, the opposition have fewer blokes to sort of cut off at the source, the attacking stuff?
Yeah, I think that, look, no one can afford to be off their game at this competition, and no matter who you play and where you play them at, you've just got to be up, and it's tough, but that's why we love the game. It's a full season.
Ken, what do you look for today? Are you individual focused, or you look at the systems that they play, or both?
Yeah, a bit more the system, Scotty, okay. To be fair. I know how Hawthorn play. Yeah. We all know how Hawthorn play. We know how good they are with their ball movement and stuff like that. It's just a little bit of try and see firsthand what it looks like when you know, the screen's good, the tally's good to watch it at now, and you get all the camera angles, but it's just nice to, I always say the feel of the game's important, and you've got to know what's going on in the game, and you can feel it when you're at the ground.
Really early stage of the season, is there any shift that you've seen from the top three teams on what they're doing that differs from last year?
No, not really. I don't think so. I mean, we were lucky to see, unlucky to see Sydney firsthand last week. And when they're at their brutal competitive best, they're still a bloody good side. Yeah. And, you know, they get two bailouts, don't they? They get Tippett and they get Franklin. I mean, any team in the competition would love to have them there to go to. Hawks have got Ruffy, you know that thing. And you look at the Kangaroos last night, they had Wade, Petrie, Brown.
Is that an Achilles heel for you?
No. Well, that's why I think Ryder helps us a little bit in that space. Ryder, Schultz, Westhoff are challenging. And when you put Gray, you know,
that's
Gray,
your
Wingard,
Trump, isn't
Monfrey's.
It? Your smalls.
It's a balance, isn't it, Ken? You've got a great balance of types in that forward setup.
Yeah, we do. And as I say, we Boak goes forward, Hartlett goes forward. They go back and forward. I mean, people talk about the flexibility of players today. It has to be at elite level. And, you know, that's where we need them.
And do you still think you've got a competitive advantage in your team's running capacity? Or is that overplayed? Or you still think you're the fittest?
I'm not saying we're the fittest. I know our numbers suggest to me, and I've been around footy a long time, that the numbers that we're able to push out in certain running tests and stuff are elite. They're at the best in the competition I've ever seen. So I don't know Hawthorns, I don't know Sydneys, I don't know St Kildas. I don't know what they're able to do, but I know my history suggests that when you have a large volume of players doing the numbers that we can do, we've got a naturally fit group. That's what people misunderstand when I say we're going to run you. One of our strengths as a playing group, when we, you know, some blokes have got height, some blokes have got great kicks, we've got this great group that can actually naturally run. So we train them to use that as much as we can.
How much intel are you able to get on what other teams are doing? Do you have reasonable information on what their capacity is through pre-season?
We keep an eye on things.
How do you get it, Ken?
Sorry?
How do you get it?
We're just lucky that some people drop information off for
funny us. Funny about that, yeah. Hey, where do you, just last one before we let you out, where do you watch the footy from when you're watching an opposition, game, scouting a game like you are today, does it matter to you?
Are you talking today?
Yeah. Does it matter?
I feel like I'm out in the paddock somewhere away at the back. I'm actually going to spend my time up here in this great box. It's a beautiful spot. The boys
we've got the heater on up here.
And watch the game.
Got the screen.
Ken's got himself a comfy seat.
Are the pies okay there, Ken?
They will be, I reckon, by the time I try them. But it is one of the issues I find a bit funny for the AFL. But, yeah. No, not the pies, but the fact that, you know, we come down to watch a team play and I'm a coach of an AFL club and I'm sitting at ground level back behind the goals, behind a point post, looking either side of it. I'm just not sure that we couldn't
getting,
do that.
Getting hit with floggers in the side of the head.
But we could have an extra special comments.
Well, sit in with the boys, Ken. You're more than welcome.
Yeah, no, it'd be nice. I might come back when it gets too cold.
I think it's a valid point. Mate, well done last night. As Rowan said, it was a hell of a game of footy. The 4 points are vital and another couple of big ones to come. And then the rest of everything. Thanks for joining us and good luck.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Ken Hinckley. Coach of Port Adelaide.